Teamwork makes the dream work. A phrase that perfectly matches the Rocket BMW Motorrad World Superbike team. Welcome back to the Ride and Talk podcast. I'm Nikki Ettlinger, and in this episode, we sit down with the head of BMW Motorrad Motorsports, Sven Plusch, the reigning World Superbike champion, Toprak Raskadiolu, and the multiple World SBK race winner, Michael van der Mark. We talk about their unique collaboration and their exciting journey together, including all high and low lights of the past and the present. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to our podcast. We really appreciate your support. And now, let's get started. I would like to start this podcast with a quote. They say that talent wins a race, but teamwork wins a championship. And I think this one really fits to your journey together. It seems like this collaboration was meant to be from the very beginning. It's unique. What makes it so special, Toprak, working with the BMW team?
For me, this is the biggest important. You know, the teamwork is part of this job. And especially, I'm very happy I'm working with Mikey, because we are always working together, especially last year when we get the title, the all qualifying, and also the we are improved the bike together. And especially in the test, he's worked more than me because he's making a lot of laps with the new parts. And this is really teamwork. And also, we are not looking also the here, also the factory side. Everyone really work hard. And last year especially, but I need a new some parts, and factories immediately make it. And we are start to use immediately the next round. But this is very good because like this, we are also going to the success. And this year also we are starting a little bit difficult, but finally we come back. You know, we are again championship leader. This is the really good the feeling also. But I did mistake because when we are starting the beginning of the season, I'm thinking a lot the last year because not everything is like the feel like last year. I know, but I'm thinking a lot. Finally, when I'm forget the last year, when I'm focused on this year especially, and start to win the race, this is very important. Now, you know, everyone working really hard, and we have not more the weekend. We are going to the success.
We're going there slowly. You can hand over now the mic to Mikey, because I have to take you back a little bit because we will come to the present in some moment. But Mikey, when you were already teamed up with Toprak in 2020, has something changed over the years or when you got back together with him last year?
No, not really. It just felt like we've been working together, you know, just felt normal straight away. And I think, like he said, everyone was working really hard and everyone in the team had the same goal, and that was to win. And, you know, the bike wasn't ready to win yet, but all together we made it happen. And so, yeah, like you said, talent wins the race, but, you know, the team effort wins the championship.
You say it. And Sven, I think also for you, you are very experienced, but you came from the four wheels section. Coming to a team like this, I think you can say that the team spirit is also unique and must be a great relief for you as well.
Yeah, I have another quote, teamwork makes the dream work. I think this fits quite well. And like you said, I'm working now 20 years in motorsport, saw a lot of teams, and I was really curious coming to the bike side and how everything's running. And you hear a lot of stories of building walls in between the riders and all that stuff. I arrived and I was directly, I had the feeling that this is a happy place, what we created in our box. And I think this is also what makes us so strong. A lot of times from the outside, you see the riders doing their job. Not a lot of times the people behind. And I think, first of all, the relationship between Mikey and Toprak is really special. I think this is also really important, this helping each other, also developing the bike, everything which happens in the background. But also the team itself, like Toprak said, the team here at the track, the calmness they work. You see it also if you have problems in the box. There's never screaming. You always see them working in the right way. And there's not the left bike or the right bike. So they all work together. And the other side is the factory in Munich. Our people who are working there, they have the same spirit like we have at the Trek. And it's amazing to work with them. And yeah, I think we can say we have the strongest team here in the paddock.
And you mentioned the factory. I think Toprak and Mikey, you were both also there. Did you also, when you visited the factory, you also felt the spirit even when you came to this to the plant of BMW?
Yeah, but I think it's also BMW, the brand itself. They you know, everywhere they join, they want to win. So everyone in the factory has the same idea. They want to win races. Doesn't matter if it's cars or bikes. So for sure, it just feels good to walk in there and have the same spirit.
And you already said that nothing has, you said nothing has changed from the last time that you were a teammate, teamed up together. But anything you say that you have learned from Toprak over the years for yourself?
Well, I think it's difficult to say what I've learned, but for sure, looking at his riding and his riding style, for sure, I learned a lot there. And I think both of us, we've grown up a little bit. You are a little bit calmer than before, and I know we can focus a bit more on the bigger plan than just the first session coming.
Yes, so Toprak, now the question is to you. You know Mikey from the very beginning. Anything special you learned from him, or has he changed over the years, you think?
I'm trying to learn, because especially he's a fast corner, faster than me. And I'm trying to learn this, but this one is very difficult for me. Also, his bike setup more different than my bike. But still, I'm trying to learn, because fast corner, he's really fast. And I'm riding too much like superbike style. I like more stop-go, and especially the slow corner. But the long corner, he's more fast than me. Still, I'm trying to learn this.
I hope you can learn it, finally. But when you already mentioned teamwork makes the dream work, 101 years of BMW Motorrad, and you claimed the biggest success in the brand's history last year with the championship title. Maybe we take closer look on that now. In the looking back at it, what comes to your mind first when you think of 2024?
I think it was like a dream for everyone at Motorrad. Like you said, it's a long history. We had huge victories in the past, long before, in the 20s, 30s. But having now this world championship means everything to the team. Also in the factory, you felt a huge push also over the last months. The topic of World Superbike, the topic of motorsport is growing. And I think working also on the M side before, M stands for motorsport. And this is something which is in our DNA. So having now this victory as I hope also the beginning of way more in the future, feels good. And it's a big thing also now at Motorrad, and we are looking forward to the future.
We also look forward to that, but I think we need to take a closer look. Toprak, for you it probably was also a big roller coaster. When you think about 2024, what comes to your mind first, the success or the misery, the Manicur crash, and your like down moments that you had?
2024 season, when I'm starting, the first race, okay, for me is again difficult, but after I'm starting to win the race, immediately I say, you know, we are possible to get the title this year. But now and after, I did many wins, and looks like I am leave the dream. And when I'm crashed in Manicur, I say everything is destroyed, you know, because I did a big crash, and also I'm not in the weekend, not riding the bike, and also I missed the next round. And just I'm thinking, in Aragon, I need to ride there. If I'm not right there, I think I'm lose the title. But finally I come back, we get the title. Okay, this situation, I'm just easy to, you know, explain, but this situation is not easy, because you are sitting in, I'm stay a lot the hotel, not the house. Not I'm go back to my home. You know, I'm just staying in Europe. This is not easy, but finally, I'm always focused. End of the day, we get the title.
And of course, it was like a mix of emotions, the Manicur, because you had this really, really big crash. But Mikey, you, in that moment, you stepped up with that amazing victory in the Vet of Manicou in race one. How did you feel in that moment? That was a great relief for you as well.
He's continued to win also.
You continued the winning streak, yeah?
Yeah, but it was for me, it was fantastic to win. But as you can imagine, in the pit box, it was a strange vibe, which I understood. And also I felt not fantastic because, you know, everybody wanted to win the championship. And then seeing this crash, being unsure what will be next with Toprak was, honestly, it was not a good weekend, but was nice to win that race in the wet. Was difficult, was nice, big relief, but also was very good to, you know, to cheer the team up and have everyone there, and also Toprak being there after the race. So I think it was it all happened at the right moment. You know, everyone was very down, but at that moment everybody, you know, started to laugh again. And for sure we still had a lot of doubts about the coming races, but it was nice to, you know, to have a weekend like that.
For sure, Sven, is a team perspective, that was probably the best thing that could have happened in that moment. No, what Mikey did for the team and for Toprak.
Yeah, I think this is what true team spirit means. It was the moment where Toprak was down the most, and in that time, Mikey lifted him up and lifted the whole team up. So I think also that was easy a chance where a momentum switch could have happened in the championship. And with the victory, I think we really could lower that. And it was the perfect thing we needed at that point. So it was a crazy weekend for everyone. I think there were so many side stories as well. To be honest, seeing Toprak, you in the box the next day, you said, no, it's all fine. And we know it wasn't. And you were really in pain, but you wanted to be there also for the team. That was amazing. Organizing a 7 series for you for your long ride, that you can travel in style, was another side story. We had a couple of sleepless nights until everything was finished and prepared. Also the weeks after, it was really a journey for everyone, and we were never sure when is the right moment to come back. You wanted to come back earlier. We know.
Thank you very much also for XM. And come to the Aragon with car.
Yeah, it was a lot happening in the background.
1,000 kilometers almost. Yeah. 800 or 1,000 kilometers.
But you don't care. You just like go in the car.
Yeah,
you
can I drive? I'm not here.
Okay. Yeah, but you made it up to this point. We never knew what's going to happen. But in the end, everything turned out to the good. We know that the fairy tale ending in Jerez, also when you got on Saturday the championship title, and on Sunday, like the icing on the cake, the double podium.
Yeah.
Was that the highlight in the end of 2024?
Especially when we are going to do the Jerez, also still we have a stress because we need only to finish the race, the second position. We don't need to win the race. And the beginning,
it's not enough for you.
Yes, but the beginning race, I'm pushing, and after I understand that, I see it also to my team. You know, everyone say like this. I say, okay, second position is enough for the title. But Sunday, I'm just focused to win the race. And finally, we win the race, and also the Mikey finished the race, the podium. This is a double podium, it's incredible end of the year. And but if this year also, if new rules is not arrive, I think we are also continue to finish the many races. We share the podium with Mikey, but this year is a little bit hard, and still we are try to improve something and pushing so hard.
So as you're already there, I would say we switch now to this year. And Sven, I would ask you for the beginning, Toprak already mentioned new rules, new circumstances. Maybe you can explain us for the beginning what has changed from 2024 to 2025. Obviously, there's something different.
I think one thing changed was that suddenly BMW was on the roster of everyone. So we showed what we are capable of doing. And then there was regulation change for us, which on top came with the injury of Toprak, with late calls regarding all the changes we had to do till Australia. We had a lot of rain sessions for Mikey and the testing. So basically, it could have not started any worse than this for us, going to Australia with a new setup, which we were unsure in which direction we have to develop it. It was super difficult. And I think also in Australia, a lot of people outside of BMW thought that this season is over for us already at the beginning. We show now it wasn't. And I think it showed the potential of the work ethic we are having. So we never give up. I think this is something really important on our side. And we took it as a challenge. We were not talking too much about what happened in the past. So we always look in front. And we constantly develop the bike from race weekend to race weekend. And with last weekend and Donington being on top of the championship lead now again, this is where we belong to and where for the second half of the season we want to stay.
Mm-hmm. And Mikey, maybe you can also explain us your point of view. What has something changed for you? How do you feel now with the bike?
Well, I think Sven clearly said it right. You know, after winning the title last year, finishing the season with two BMWs on the podium, everyone was pretty sure of what BMW was capable of, and you know, they all trying to. Everybody tried to beat each other, but. I think in the winter, last minute changes weren't ideal. But at the end, it's BMW. They will find a solution. And I think that's why Toprak now is leading the championship.
Yes, you say it. Toprak, you're back at the top. How difficult was that? I mean, you already mentioned that you like stopped thinking about what has happened in the past. So now we are back in the future. Was that the key for you to finally adapt to the situation?
Yeah, maybe, because the beginning of the season, I'm always thinking, you know, this is not the same bike like last year, you know, some different. And also after the new rules, I'm too much thinking this. I'm always, you know, say to my team and talking with the other guys. And when I'm stopped talking, when I'm stopped thinking this, I'm just focused on my job and start to win the race. I think this is the key for me. And I'm start to enjoy also, because after the start the win, this is normal. But we have some races again. We have many races. I need to win again, especially this weekend. Okay, this is a new track for everyone. But my biggest target again, the hat trick. It was tomorrow, because I am really like this circuit, but we need to find the setup. And if I feel everything is good, I'm trying to my best again. I'm always looking race by race. I'm not looking... now I'm championship leader, but I'm really focused race by race. If I'm win the here and also the next race, you know, the Magny-Cours. Last year, I'm not racing there. But this year, maybe, I hope. If not, some injury. And... I have a dream that also, again, hat-trick. But we will see, you know, this is the motorsport.
And it's like hat-trick, 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 hat-trick.
This is my dream, because these tracks, you know, like my favorite tracks. This is the motorsport, you know, maybe some technical problem, maybe we are crash, you know, I don't know now. But this is my dream, just explaining. We will see, especially for this weekend, tomorrow starting. And I hope we find some good setup and start to fighting for the win.
That's a good plan, I would say. We will look forward to that. But I also want to mention now, as we're already in the present, some weeks ago, you were in Garmisch-Partenkirchen, you two, together, first time for you. Mikey has already been there. Also a nice experience, no, to see all the BMW fans there. Everybody's feeling, sharing their passion for the bikes. How was it for you?
I'm really enjoying, but when I'm riding the bike especially, I'm really happy, because I feel like when I was a young child, I'm starting the stunt show. I feel like this, because I'm riding the many different bike and make a stoppy wheelie and burnout. I'm really enjoying. I really like it, this festival. And I'm really sad next year I'm not...
You were invited, I feel.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I'm coming just for like a friend. Because I really like it, you know, so many people there, and it's a nice experience.
And Mikey, I've heard that Valbjerg was performing with the bike all the time. I thought you were also performing, but a bit later in the evening at the party. You showed your full potential.
I can't remember, but if you want to come next year, just wait one more year, because it will be in 27 again. But
right.
No, Garmisch is a fantastic event. There's a lot of different people there, and there's so much to see and so much to do, and quite funny. I always tell the people in BMW, if you want Toprak at the event, just make sure there's a bike. Otherwise, you will not come. So in Garmisch, he had enough toys to play, and we had enough to see and enjoy.
Mm-hmm. So Sven, how important was it also to have those two riders at this event? I think this was like a full-on success.
Absolutely. I think that's such a special event for us, also for the employees from BMW Motorrad. They are coming from all over the world. We have a lot of market people joining this event. We have people from the factory in Berlin coming, and it was just nice to gather a lot of nice people who are enjoying our brand. And I would say the performance of both riders on site was really special. The stunt show, I think if you finish your GP career, we can already offer you a stunt rider contract. So this definitely is on the list. No, it was actually something. The people who were on site, and if you work in motorsport and you see what was happening, it was crazy. So you never have ridden the F900 Cup. And it's a bit like you're watching a monitor of a computer. You see download and progress. This takes 30 seconds, I would say, for Toprak, 30 seconds to a minute, and you have adapted to the bike, and then you start. It was crazy. Also, the stunt riders on site were impressed, and I think impressing stunt riders is not so easy. So it was in total a good show, and also the heritage of the Garmisch event is not motorsport, so it was for us amazing to be part of it and also to show our world, show our bikes. We even had the M2CS Racing on site, the car side as well presented, which we also want to combine a bit more in the future. So all in all, I think it was an amazing event.
I totally agree. And as we were already talking about the future with stunt rider contracts and so on, Mikey, I also want to ask you, because Suzuka is coming up and you will be a part of it, 4 times winner. I think you're looking forward, no?
Yes, it's something special in my career. Suzuka Idao is, I've been there a couple of times and obviously won it 4 times. But always looking to find a way to get back. And luckily this year I got the opportunity to join the BMW factory team there in Suzuka. And we did a test, you know, felt good to be back. We were fast. So looking forward to it. It's always tough. But it's such an iconic race, and I think we have one goal, and that's to make history there. And I think one of the things which will write history is to have a European brand on the podium. So that's our first goal. But honestly, I would love to win there with BMW.
I'm sure you will, and there is a good chance. And Sven, how important is it to have Mikey in the squad there?
No, I think that's the perfect fit for us. This was, I think, when we decided on short notice, now having Mikey on board, he's the perfect replacement at the moment for Sylvain, who can't attend. And there was clearly Mikey the first choice to have him on site with his experience. I think we are in a really good position this year to hopefully get to the podium. Like Mikey said, there was never a European manufacturer on the podium, and definitely also we are going for the win. So this is quite clear, and I think especially Mikey's experience can help us a lot. So on Sunday evening, we both have to leave already a bit earlier, and it will be a hot race as well. 35 degrees, as already 100% humidity. So at that point, I'm happy to watch it from the box, to be honest. So now we are looking forward to that race.
So I'm also looking forward to watching that. Toprak, your nearest future?
I am also Suzuka winner, 2019. But I'm not riding the bike in the race.
It's good that you mention it, I have to say. But just one quick word. We know that your time with BMW will end at the end of the season. So how important is this title that you could get 2025 for your farewell with BMW?
Yeah, you know, we are like a family now. And if I'm not followed my dream, I think I'll stay the BMW again. And but if I'm win this title before the move to MotoGP paddock, I'm really happy for the general, because I'm almost born here in the Superbike paddock. 2014, this is my first race here, and after I'm always stay in the Superbike paddock. The finally, you know, I get two title, the world title. But this one is very important, because before the move to MotoGP, this is really important for me. I'm just pushing so hard, but I'm trying to don't thinking a lot the title, because when I'm thinking a lot, not only for the title, but the general, this is not coming true. That's true?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We understand.
I'm just getting more relaxed. I'm just focused race by race. I'm try to enjoy every race weekend.
That's a good strategy. And Sven, I want to ask you to sum this topic future a little bit up. Of course, you're losing a very good rider, the rider who brought you this historical success last year. Can you give us an insight on the long-term vision that BMW has in mind for the future?
Yeah, first of all, I have to say it's bittersweet losing Toprak, for sure. But I think there's not a single one from our side who's not crossing the fingers for you next year. Definitely, because it was always your dream. And you have to go that way. This is clear for us. And we all wish you the best for that. And on that side, I think we all know what your capabilities are. And I think you will arrive there in style, definitely. On our side, for sure, the future for me is important to have a long-term strategy. So it takes a couple of months already to build that up. I think the title last year helped us already to put the motorsport in the perspective as it should be at our place. Motorsport is in our DNA, so everything we have at the moment is our base, the World Superbike. The EWC also as our factory program with Suka as our unique race event every year. Also the customer sport, to be honest, because this is the base where a lot of fans who are not part of the World Superbike paddock have the chance to ride our bikes. And when you see this also, when we had events where Toprak and Mikey were riding the MRR road bike, and they were just 3 seconds off from our World Superbike, which is crazy. The financial side explained us why do we pay so much for World Superbike then. But on the other side, I think we should see it that the products we build for the road and for the race are just amazing. And this is what we want to use the motorsport in the future. We want to sell more bikes on that side and to show our DNA. And this is clearly the letter M on the bikes stands for motorsport.
All right. We are very looking forward to what's coming next in the future. And I would say we had some really interesting topics today. And to finish it up and to conclude this podcast, I would say I give you some sentence and you finish with the first things that comes to your mind. So who wants to start? It's not dangerous, Mikey. Don't look scared.
Maybe your question is not dangerous.
Normally you always know the questions before. That's why you're asking it. But they are very not dangerous. So the funniest moment during my stay with BMW was?
My funniest moment? Honestly, there's always something happening. But
choose one.
Funniest.
This gives extra time.
Yeah, all the funniest one I can't tell.
Always.
Always, never, always.
I didn't know which one is special, but always.
Always.
You can also pick one.
My funniest time with BMW when when we were in Circuit of Andalusia with the new M1000s. Well, when they introduced Topra to the stunt team. Yeah, well, the rest I leave to us. Also Dominic knows.
Okay, good moment, Toprak. You want to add another funny moment? What was yours?
I think it's the same. Yeah, exactly.
Again,
same.
You see the spirit between those teammates, they're always agreeing.
Really, exactly the same.
Perfect. Sven, your funniest moment?
The moment they are together, to be honest. This is enough for me because it's always fun, relaxing times if we are not at the practice sessions or something else. If you put them together, it's always getting funny. So
that's a good spirit. That's a good spirit.
For you?
For me?
Yeah.
The funniest.
This year or last year? Especially this year, because this year we are always follow the main runs.
That's true.
For you?
The funny, I don't know, the funniest. It would be the second one, the most exciting for me.
Yes.
Was, of course, when we were riding in Cremona together. That was the most exciting.
It's true, yeah.
What do you want to add?
When she jumped on the back and I just took it careful and she...
Yes. Mikey was really...
I was leaning nice and careful and then she jumped on the back of Toprak.
It was a good warm-up.
Yeah, yeah. So it was a good warm-up and Toprak just left with a wheelie and soppy.
Sure, that was my most exciting moment of this year so far. Maybe coming more. I don't know. So
I... Most exciting. Yep. Last year, Jerez, last lap, and I'm before they get the titles.
Well, this year, last year.
Last year. We will see this year.
Most exciting?
I joined Toprak. It was definitely Jerez. We all love our jobs and the time in between and everything, but when it comes down to what we want to achieve is always winning. And winning the title is just amazing. And winning it for our brand at that moment was just the most exciting moment. And having everyone on the podium in that moment to create a feeling like that where you have everyone together, everyone enjoying that particular moment was so special. This will always be in our minds, I think, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I understand that, Mikey. Did you answer already? Was it also Cremona with me or?
No, I must say also Jerez that weekend. I can't even remember where I finished in race one, but just to have that feeling that you know, to win the world title with Toprak and BMW and having everyone there, everyone involved to get this title, especially people saying to Toprak that his career will be finished when he joined BMW. This was the most exciting moment, even more than winning the race in Magny Cours.
And the last sentence I would like you to finish was what I will miss the most about all this family here.
Toprak and all his cousins every week.
All right. Sven? Can you add anything?
Can I join again? Because yes, this is definitely getting to know your whole family. Race by race is really nice. Now it's...
Yeah, my old guests say, try to enter the box. Everyone say, I'm cousin for Toprak. I'm cousin Toprak. Now everyone say, a lot of cousins coming. My one... After the podium, I'm really enjoying with this team because we are really family and we are take a picture all together. And sometimes we are talking all together. I really miss this one.
Well, we will miss you as well in the BMW family, but we are looking forward to the rest of the season and we hope that we can finish it off with another great success. So thank you so much for being our guest today in the Ride and Talk podcast and good luck for the next races. Thank you.
We really hope you enjoyed this episode. Please rate, comment and share your thoughts about it. And don't forget to subscribe to follow along our future Ride and Talk episodes. Thank you so much for your support.